Hey, everybody. I wanted to share a couple thoughts with you today that have really been coming to my mind a lot. And I'm always trying to share things that are valuable. And I hope this is one of those things. It's helped me, and I felt like documenting it would help reinforce it also. So let's cue the theme song. Let's go.
You're listening to the Disarming Honesty podcast with Jenny Hansen Lane. I spent the last decade or so studying emotional intelligence and the connection that it has to the entrepreneurial world. Join us on this journey as we use every day as our teacher, as we pursue our highest vision of ourselves. The show is dedicated to vulnerability and mindset as we explore the necessary paradigm shifts it takes to change our lives and pivot into profiting from our passions. No more playing small with our dreams. Let's go.
All right. So one of the best antidotes and medicines for resentment is grief. And I know you might be thinking, like, Jenny, why would I intentionally grieve? Why would I intentionally force myself to be in such a sad state? And I would propose to you the following. If you had to pick between resentment and grief, what would you choose? And I share those two things because I believe that grief is more like medicine and resentment is more like poison. And it's often said that resentment is the poison that you give yourself, expecting other people to die or, right, get poisoned. And grief is such a dynamic thing. We don't talk about it that much. But the reason why I'm connecting these two together is because I've been thinking a lot about the ways and reasons that we become resentful. And one of the biggest reasons that resentment enters our life, our personal psyche, our emotions, and our thoughts and our heart is because we had some form of expectation. And expectations can be healthy and they can be destructive too. And expectations are something that are things that you will set personally. And people can give you kind of a guideline, but then other times you might have what you believe is the best expectation. And one of the ways to gauge your expectation is asking yourself, like, if this doesn't happen, will I be resentful? And if the answer is no, then you can set proper expectations. And it's really important to recognize the personal responsibility of your emotions. And I was going through an experience of thinking about a relationship that has not come to fruition in the way that I expected. And this relationship is long going and is something that I've had since childhood. And to see that my expectations are not coming to fruition, it was really hard. And I could have easily been resentful of, like, why won't they do this? Why won't they care? Why won't they be this person for me like I am for them, right? Like, you're evaluating and reevaluating and wondering, like, I have pure intentions and I want to be kind to this person and I'm just not receiving the same behavior. At some point, you might notice that you're feeling resentful towards that person for not doing certain things. And like we said, right, resentment only hurts yourself. When you start to feel hurt and you're holding on to it, you need to evaluate that, like, if it may never change, what can you do? And I would say you start to grieve. And grief can definitely be a vehicle of growth when we can say goodbye to the thing that never was, right? Our expectation of that thing. And grieving allows us to move forward. And, you know, hypothetically speaking, let's say in the future, this person actually becomes and meets your expectation and exceeds them. How much more grateful will you be? There's no such emotion as, like, reverse grief, right? I think grief can grow into gratitude. And that's why I kind of choose it over resentment, because guess what resentment turns into? It also starts with an R, and it is revenge. And that's never a place we want to have our heart and our mind and our soul, right? And so this is just a reminder, mostly for me and for those that I love that also have expectations of relationships, to find ways to grieve what is not happening and allow yourself to feel the feelings. And when we talk about grief, there's so many different things that we talk about, and you can feel anger, you can feel sadness, you can feel hopelessness, you can feel hopeful, you can feel love, you can feel God's love, you can feel peace. There's a lot of different things, right? And the most important thing to remember about grief is that it's not something to fix, it's something to feel. And so if you've had a relationship that isn't really working out in the way that you expected, this is interpersonal, right? This could be parent relationship, this could be business relationship, this could be spousal, this could be child-parent relationship, your kid, your adult kid, your grandkids. It doesn't matter the dynamic, you still are entitled to feel the feels. And the reason why I say that as entitlement is because it's for your own mental health to be able to make sense of the way that you feel. And a lot of people, there is some taboo ideas around what grief work looks like, and it doesn't need to be that way. And it is always better than resentment and revenge, right? So I've been really thinking about this in a way to try to be more productive with my emotions and my thoughts, so my thoughts can dictate happier emotions. And as I've been doing that, I have found more peace in just grieving, like, oh man, that's so sad that this will never happen. And sitting in that, like, and this is okay, and this is what I have control over, and this is what I don't. So if you are at a pass, if you're at a crossroads, and you have the opportunity to reflect and think about the relationships that haven't brought you the joy that you want, give yourself permission to exit out of the resentment and grieve for it. And I think the grieving will bring clarity in a way that will help you really progress. So if you have experienced that, I would love to hear from you. You can screenshot this or tag me. And I hope you guys are well. Love you lots. Peace out.